This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is time for Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Friday, the 4th of December. It's our favorite day, isn't it, Frida Liu?
Yes, it is.
My name is Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we're going to be talking about something that we try to do. Some of us try to do at the end of every year. Have you made a best of the year list? Why or why not? Is it something that you try to do? Like some of us, you know, at the end of every year. And are you going to attempt to do this in the year 2020? You can reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Also on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. We have a poll happening on Instagram that is working. The one on Twitter isn't. But, you know, please feel free to send us your comments and just tell us what you're thinking to do this year if you are thinking of making that list. Also on the show today, we're going to be talking about a global ban on New Year's parties thanks to Airbnb. And we're going to end the show with a little bit of Mariah Carey. Love it or hate it, we have a story on Mariah and All I Want for Christmas Is You. Yeah. Yes, we're doing that.
It's that time of year again.
Yes, it
She's
is.
Back.
So, you know, we know it's been a horrible year. As Queen Elizabeth put it back in 1992, it's been an annus horribilis. Horribilis, right? That's how you pronounce it in Latin, meaning a horrible year.
Right. And here in Malaysia, it feels as though things have been in a constant state of flux for the whole year. Political instability, water cuts, businesses going under, job losses, job cuts, the rise and fall of a homegrown YouTube star, a not so popular budget, and of course, the icing on the cake. A pandemic.
Yes. Thanks for that, Liz, Frida. But there have been things to be thankful for in 2020, right? I mean,
yeah,
we did have that 9-year-old boy. I think his name is Zeeson or Zeeson. He won an award from NASA for creating the spacesuit lunar toilet. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I guess.
Good news.
But yeah, you know, annus horribilis for sure. You were struggling with the second part of the word. I was struggling with the first part of that
Latin term. Yeah. You know, but we can still turn this frown that is 2020 upside down if you think about it. And whether you're feeling the year-end blues or not, there are some things that might help, like lists, apparently. So, but just bear with me and hear me out. Now, one of the year's greatest pleasures for some may be the avalanche of best of the year lists that fill every corner of the media, and reading the rankings of experts or your favorite websites can remind you of some of the year's most important moments. Fill your to-read list with great suggestions for the year to come, and also maybe add to your favorite playlist with missed gems, and maybe even help you check some of those what do I buy for them off your list. And according to psychology, best of lists offer even greater benefits if you write them down yourself. So do you see where we're going with this yet?
Okay, you sound like Maria from Sesame Street.
Oh dear.
Which is sweet, okay? So a casual glance at any of your social media feeds is enough to show that people love lists, from top 10 sandwiches for a delicious lunch to 20 lessons that you have learned by 30 hashtag fail. But here are 5 reasons making lists will make you happy. 1, lists bring order to chaos to help us in organizing what is otherwise overwhelming. Lists work like memory aids. Just try to remember your grocery list and you'll forget half of it, or you go in with the one thing you actually want to go in there for.
Yes.
But right, listen, if you forget it on your kitchen table, you like to recall most of what you need, right? Lists are stress relieving. The field of everything you could do, read, watch, remember is infinite and therefore stressful. Narrowing them down to a bulleted list soothes the agitation looking at the limitless. I'm actually reading a book about how to do a bulleted journal. But writing the list is like, you know, it just feels like so many things in my head, right? But the moment I write down, actually not so bad.
Yeah,
right?
True,
let me
true.
Just attack the big ones first, right? So lists are fun to argue about. Are you crazy to put that movie as number three? Why is the sandwich not on there? Arguments like this ensure that there's a social component of pleasure of list making as well. So list also, the fifth one, feels a definitive. No packaging information as a list gives us a sense that the list is all settled and it's the end of the matter. Dabis. Tutup.
Tutup. Yes. Yeah. So to summarize, I guess lists help us feel in control in the midst of chaos. You know, they can help us clear brain fog, connect with others who share our passions for lists, maybe. It can help reduce stress and, you know, it can also mark the end of a particular phase of your life. A list could just about be the perfect tool to end 2020 then, if you think about it. So what's going on yours, Frida?
Okay, you know, like you and I both our lists, right? No, I actually do this exercise every year, right? I mean,
Does Jeevan make you do it?
Yeah, Jeevan makes me do it, but I've really like been that sort of person, but Jeevan helps give a lot of clarity, which is why you have to tune in on Monday. But we'll get to that later. So I do a list and, you know, just to be grateful for the things that has happened. That's one of the things. And then like lessons that I've learned. And then after I look back at highlights again, things that have happened and even lowlights and what you learn from these experiences, right? And it's great, right? So I'm speaking though, like I have to clarify, from a place where I still have my job, right? You know, so I can understand. Someone gave me this very brilliant analogy where we may all be in the same, we're not in the same boat. Mm. We're all in the same storm. Some of us are in a cruise liner.
Oh, yes.
But some of us are in a sampan, right?
Perspective.
So, perspective, we get it. But just doing this exercise, if you actually talk about five things I'm so grateful for, right? That helps.
So for me, at the end of the year, there's always one major list, and that really helps me make sense of the chaos that is in my mind, and that is the Christmas gift shopping list. Endless relatives and colleagues, and also, you know, sometimes you have this idea, oh, I'm going to get Frida this, and after that, you forget about it, right? Unless you write it down. So that is a list that happens without fail every year. It's been happening since I was a teenager. The other thing is also a list for appraisals. And this is something that I just spoke to you about yesterday, Frida. Yeah. Like, I wish that I had started this list at the start of the year.
Right.
And it's something that it should be, you should start populating, you know, as you're going through the year, not wait till December to do it. But I find that that's what I do every year. Like, what are the things that I did this year? Did I do anything new this year? And then try to put that down. But it's something that should be done throughout the year.
So I know, like, one of the things actually really important is doing quarterly reviews. I'm just digressing here. And the quarterly review, so you sit down with your individual, the person you're working with, and as the person's doing the quarterly, then they can always go back to, oh yeah, I did this quarter, right? So both will remember rather in the year, what did I do? But this has been a kind of a weird year for all of us, right?
Yes, it has. You know, and coming back to your point, this year many people may look back and think, what was good about 2020 for me to even begin a list, you know? But then again, for me, like, when I'm saying this, I'm thinking, like, I don't want to exhibit, like, toxic positivity, but there should be some form of silver lining to the year that was 2020.
You know,
a lot of people lost their jobs, like you mentioned earlier. Some people lost their businesses, their livelihoods. But this year also saw us spend a lot of quality time with family. And maybe you got to watch your, you know, during that 3 months of MCO, watch your child grow or get to know your teenagers better or, you know, rekindle things with your spouse possibly, you know. But there's bound to be some form of silver lining. Maybe you read more. And based on yesterday's show where we talked about online learning and online courses, 55% of the those who chimed in said that they took up an online course, right? So, you know, that's some form of learning.
Yeah, that's positive, right? I know, I tell you, simple things, right? Every day I walk, right? I walk, run. And I'm like, I have my arms and legs. That means I can still work. I can still do manual labor if need be, right? So little things like that, you should be grateful for. Like, say, if you got a job, just be grateful you still got work.
Exactly. Yeah. We're asking you on the show today if you have made a best of the year list. Why or why not? Are you going to attempt a 2020 best of the year list? Get in touch with us and tell us what you think and what it's been like for you this year and what kind of list that you're working on. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. We're going to take a quick break with a little Pat Benatar. But when we come back, we will speak to someone who apparently really loves lists. All that and more on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you if you have made a best of the year list yet. Why or why not do you plan on doing this? Maybe later on in December, what's your list going to be about and what it's going to be like? Tell us about your lists. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. Taking a quick look at our poll, the only one we have, it's on Instagram. Just yes and no options. And for now, we have 92% who say no, they have not made a best of the year list yet. But I'm thinking it's only the 4th of December. There's still time to actually get reflective about the year that was, correct? We do have one comment to read on Twitter.
And this is from Messiah, right? He says, it's been a year of worries, hopefulness and prayers that we will pull through this crisis without having to lose our livelihood and that of the family members. Personally, don't think there's any best in the year so far. Mental state is a marathon now. No finishing line yet. Just to remind you, your profile pic sets your attitude, determines your direction. Remember that, my sire. You've got it out there.
Yeah, schooled by Frida Liu. We have on the line with us right now, actually, someone who apparently really loves lists. This is our regular guest, Sheila Singham from Human Equation, of course. So Sheila, we're talking about lists today. How important is it to you personally, lists, and why do you make them?
I'm actually a great believer in making lists. That's because I'm a bundle of contradictions. There's a part of me that's very organized, and there's a part of me, I suppose you can call it the creative part, that just, you know, has thoughts that run away with me. So if I don't write down lists, I will forget things, I'll miss out on crucial details. Lists are a fantastic way for me to download the noise that's reverberating in my head, which can sometimes cause me some anxiety because, you know, it's like, I know I have so much to do and I haven't done it, but I don't quite know what to do. So the first thing I do is, you know, I get a sheet of paper and I just write down all the list of things that I have to do, personal things, work-related things. I divide them into categories and I make lists for everything. And then suddenly the noise in my head begins to shut down and I find that in the rest of the day carries on very efficiently and smoothly, and I get to do a lot of the things on my list.
Same here, Sheila. But how do people benefit when they list things down? Other than keeping organized, what are the benefits?
I think aside from, you know, keeping them organized, making lists is also a form of discipline. Sometimes when you write something down and it's right there in front of you and you're looking at it all day or all week and it's not done, you just kind of have this sense of guilt until you get it done. Mm-hmm. I know that's the way it is for me. So I write down all the things I need to do and or all the books I need to read. Or sometimes, you know, it can even be as inane as all the movies that I'd like to watch so that I don't just waste a lot of time scrolling through everything on Netflix. I know what to watch. I make a note of it. And I find that it just makes things so efficient, and I'm very disciplined in what I do. So, and you know, the best thing for me is to cross out something from a to-do list because I've done it. There's nothing more fulfilling, I tell you.
Yeah. Oh, that is really poise, right?
I know she's making a list of Korean dramas as well, Sheila. So, Sheila, what kind of list should we be making?
So when I teach sort of a time management and thought management programs or even journaling, people ask me, Sheila, what should I list down? What sort of list should I be making? And I tell them, make any kind of list that's going to help you to be calmer, to be more organized, to be happier about all of the things that you're doing. I mean, the fact is, in your day-to-day work and life and all that, there'll be things you love doing and there'll be things you hate doing, but that need to be done. So writing them down and giving each its space and time in your day makes it more fulfilling for you, because you know that after doing that stuff that you don't really like doing, you will have time in the day to do the things that you like doing. So it's really, really important to make lists. You can make lists about people you need to call during the RMCO whom you can't see. And that's very important too. You know, it's about keeping in touch with people, about networking, about communicating and connecting with people. So I remember doing that as well. Lists of Christmas presents. I start in September making lists and I start buying because, you know, I really don't want to do what I used to do in the past where I had to do last minute shopping and then on Christmas Eve, when I'm having to have guests over in the evening, I'm still running out in the morning doing shopping and things like that. I make lists, again, work-related stuff. Sometimes I make lists of the things that are in my cupboard so that I don't go out and buy the same thing. I've been known to go out and buy a book again and again because I forgot that I'd bought it the first time. So there are lists of practically everything that I do, but the biggest benefit I get from them, from making lists, is that it stops the noise in my head. And it helps me to feel very calm.
Right. You and your Christmas list are together with you, Audrey.
September.
I mean, imagine all these people that come to your house for dinner and then you forgot. Oops, I should have written this because you forgot that.
There's
one.
Always backup for the backup.
Oh, yes. Okay. So Sheila, what is the ideal length of a list?
So a tip when you're making a list is, don't put like 40 things on that list. Like, you know, it's like can be so overwhelming. By the time you come to the 10th thing that needs to be done, you kind of get tired and a little discouraged. So what you need to do is make lists that are like maximum 10 in a page. So 10 things to do, 10 things I need to consider, 10 things I need to, you know, books I need to read or documents I need to write or, you know, reply. So at least when you finish number 5, you know, like, hey, I'm halfway through. And then, you know, you finish the other 5 and you're done. And then you start the next thing. It's like writing that 40 things is like trying to read 10 books at once. You know, you just can't do that. And in the end, you kind of really lose the plot. So 10, that's my cutoff number for making lists of anything that you want to do.
All right. So, Sheila, final question. What do you think would make an ideal list for 2020? Things to be thankful for, maybe? And, you know, what will be on it?
Some people think that 2020 is a disastrous year because nothing much happened. I can tell you, for me, 2020 was really, really a very meaningful year. In terms of business, yes, there wasn't as much business as before. My main business is training and a lot of people didn't want to do, or couldn't do face-to-face training and were a little sort of skeptical about virtual training. I still had work, but not that much. So I used the time in a very, very fruitful way by signing up for online courses, for doing webinars, for going online. I have a little program called the Sheila Exchange every Friday where I interview people from all walks of life and this and that. And that has helped me to hone my interviewing skills, my questioning skills, taking me back to the days when I was a journalist, giving me a lot of fulfillment actually. I've been reading books, I've been studying, I've been designing new prototype programs and testing them out on people. And it's been a really, really good year that way. So what I've been doing is every morning I get up and I write down at least 5 things to be grateful for. And that's one way of keeping yourself optimistic and upbeat. So some of the lists I've written this year are causes I want to do, things I want to do but have never tried doing. And I managed to achieve some of them. You know, like art, for instance, I started doing art and, you know, I've had interest in my art. So I've written down other things that I want to do. Next thing I want to do is go for pastry making classes, for example, soap making classes. These might not have anything directly to do with my work, but they bring me fulfillment. So for those of you out there who you know, who don't know, or for people who don't know exactly what they should be making lists of, start with a list of things to be grateful for. It will really help pivot you from a mindset of thinking, oh, the year just sort of went to waste, to one of being grateful for all the things, time spent with family, time to yourself, time to clean out and redecorate your house, learning new things, learning how to get into the virtual platform, getting with it with the digital age. That's so much to be grateful for. Make lists of those. Make lists of all the things you can throw out of your house to make way for new energy and new things. Right, make lists of the people that maybe you want to express your thanks for, or even maybe people you need to forgive, because unforgiveness really, really is a block. You know, it's a mental block towards your well-being and happiness. Make lists in terms of your health, every area of your life. Look at the various areas of your life, work, family, relationships, growth and education, you know, making money. Look at what assets you have. Make a list of the assets you have and ask yourself, could you, you know, maximize them more? Could you be putting, investing in places that will get you more returns? There's so many things you can make a list of. And for now, I've done so much that I wanted to do this year. And for the coming year, I'm going to make lists of new things to do, new challenges to address, and new things to be grateful for in the coming year.
Right. Thank you for that, Sheila. That was our regular guest, Sheila Singham from Human Equation, talking about the kind of lists that she works on, the kind of lists that we should be working on as we wrap up the year that was 2020.
And I guess for those of you who don't know where to start, you know, there's going to be a session with Jeevan Sadevan from Leverage Lab on Monday, first Monday of the month at 10 a.m. And he's done this 20 questions for an incredible review of your 2020. And it goes through some very thought-provoking questions, very simple questions, but it really makes you sit down and think how 2020 has been. And once you've sort of done that, it gets you ready for 2021.
Right. On the show today, we are asking if you have made a best of the year list yet. And if you're going to, or if you're not going to, get in touch with us and tell us about what's going to be on your list as well. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a really sweet tweet to read out right after the break. But for now, here's Climax Blues Band with Couldn't Get It Right. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.